He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's October 26th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and chartered financial analyst Barry Kite with us today. And
good
we've
morning,
got
Bill.
Good morning. We've got the Dow hitting a new all-time high today. It's up 74 points to 35,815. A couple of Dow stocks reported today. At least one, 3M reported. And, of course, we're going to see some more here this week. The NASDAQ is closing in on its all-time high. It's up 109 points today to 15,336. I would say NVIDIA, one of the stars of the NASDAQ today. I'm not sure what the news is. Maybe you can look that up there. I don't think they reported earnings.
It's going to be the chip for the metaverse.
Well,
we'll get
okay.
into some of the Facebook stuff later on today. But yeah.
To the metaverse and beyond. I can't wait to go to the metaverse. The S&P 500 is up 23. 45.89, that is a new all-time high on the S&P 500. Small caps not participating. They're down today. They're down 4 points. Crude oil is down 6 cents to 83.70. Gold is down $16 to 1,790. Silver down 48 cents to 24.11. Let's see. The 10-year, it's quiet. That's good news. 1.63. Tech does not like rising interest rates. Neither do home buyers, car buyers, boat buyers, you name it. And we've got Bitcoin. A little dicey today. Bitcoin's down $1,274.61 to $61,904. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and a CFA Barry Kite. Barry, I guess, you know, we're going to have to start expanding the show to the metaverse.
Right. Yeah, I'm working on getting reality figured out first, and then I'm going to work into the augmented
are those
virtual
listeners that will that we can a virtual person open an account at Ameritrade? I don't know. Well, we had virtual people in the stands of baseball last year. I really enjoyed watching those baseball games with 10,000 cardboard cutouts, you know, watching the action.
Yeah,
on the field.
The cardboard cutouts, the old-fashioned metaverse, I guess.
Yeah,
that
was the
metaverse.
Introduction to the metaverse, and you know, they had peanut-selling robots going up and down selling to these cardboard people. Well, the World Series does start tonight. I find it kind of ironic that you know, Major League Baseball punished the Atlanta Braves, or Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, and took the All-Star game away from them and moved it to Colorado because of some of the changes to the voting laws there. And now you've got Atlanta in the World Series, and they'll be showcased for 7 games, you know, not just hope. If it goes 7, maybe it'll only go 4. We don't know. But I got to imagine that's going to be a pretty competitive World Series with Atlanta and Houston. So Rob Manfred's move kind of backfired there on him with Atlanta show. Maybe that motivated the Braves. Maybe that was enough to light a fire under the Braves, which just about 3-4 hours, 4 hours east of us, west of us. I still get confused. You know, I haven't become a Braves fan. I'm still a Padre fan by heart, but you know, that's our local team, really. We can claim Atlanta, and probably Tampa would be our other one, with the Charleston River Dogs being one of the farm teams to Tampa. And by the way, the Charleston River Dogs won it all this year. It's like the first year in 177 years or something like that. You know? Right. Okay, well, let's get back here to the market. Yesterday, where did we close yesterday? We had a good day yesterday. We're off to a good start today. We had the Dow up 64 points yesterday to 35,741. Not a bad day, but the story of the day yesterday was Tesla 1 trillion. Okay. Tesla 1 trillion. Now, you know what? I've made a lot of fun of the stock, and it has no business being at 1 trillion, but the market is always right, and Tesla is 1 trillion. Well, I think it's a moving past 1 trillion today. There's only two other stocks, Apple and I think Microsoft are the other trillion dollar babies out there. But that definitely was the story of yesterday. And it also, you know, it carried with it a lot of the other electric vehicle stocks. I'm kind of watching Lucid Motors, LCID, because there's obviously room for competition in that luxury EV space. And I would just say that Lucid is probably the next one. They're getting ready to make their first deliveries to customers. And I would say that's one to keep an eye on.
And it looks like a beautiful car, by the way.
Yes, it's a beautiful car and not a bad chart.
Yeah, even better when the car comes with a nice chart.
Yeah, that stock chart's not bad on Lucid. Of course, you know, if you would have bought Tesla in the early days, now it's a much more mature industry that Lucid enters into. When Tesla entered into the industry, it was a long shot at best. But obviously it's worked out. A couple other hot stocks I want to talk about here. I guess it was the Hertz deal that kind of put Tesla over the top. I said it was headed for a trillion. I said there's no stopping it. It's going to get to a trillion.
I think I saw an article today that said Tesla 3 trillion, and I'm thinking, let's just get get to 2 first.
Is that from Kathy Wood? Is Kathy Wood calling for 3 trillion? Okay. I mean, she's been known to.
I'll give you his name.
I want to say that her target price on Tesla is like 5,000 or something like that. And of course, she owns a lot of Teslas, so give her credit, you know, for owning a big piece of that. Okay, we've got the earnings calendar today. After the close, it's going to be Alphabet, the stock formerly known as Google, and Microsoft, and AMD, and Twitter. So those are four pretty big companies that report tonight. That's really, you know, probably the biggest tech report that we've seen so far this earnings season. We own two out of those three. I won't tell you which ones, but we'll be watching those earnings reports tonight coming from those stocks. The other stock of the day yesterday, and it's following through today, is BACT. B-A-K-K-T. The symbol is B-K-K-T. And, you know, they got a couple of big deals. This reminds me of... what's the one that we own? Affirm Holdings that mm-hmm. got the deal with Buy Now, Pay Later.
Amazon and Target. Didn't they wrap both of those up, I think, within like a week or 2 week span?
Yeah, and BACT got two deals yesterday to help both Fiserv and MasterCard take Bitcoin. So BACT. BKKT. It's actually down a little bit now, but yesterday it went from 10 to 30. It tripled yesterday, and today there's a little bit of profit taking, but it was up 62% in the pre-market today. A little dangerous buying in the pre-market because that's pretty thin trading, but they got a deal with MasterCard enabling merchants, banks, and fintechs in the U.S. to offer a range of crypto solutions and services. You know, if I just announce tomorrow that we're taking crypto for our subscriptions, will the value of my company triple like that, you know, overnight because I take crypto for subscriptions? That's the way it works in the publicly traded realm. And, you know, hey, we're going to have some good news on the app here. I'm meeting with we're going over the app here this evening, later today, and hopefully within, you know, a week, we'll have the new version of the app out. And yes, I'm going to look into taking crypto on the app. Well, we take PayPal, so I don't know. Does PayPal have crypto? Natural gas.
You can buy Bitcoin through, you can buy Bitcoin through PayPal. I'm not sure if you can pay. Does anybody use Bitcoin to buy anything?
Yeah.
I told you I was reading the book, and then I've been, doing some research, and a lot of people, most Bitcoin actually isn't even in circulation. And so the thing is people are just holding on to it. So no one wants to spend
it. Yeah, but I have a friend with a Bitcoin, debit card with Coinbase.
Oh.
All right. Well, when we come back, inflation is the big, big, big debate going on right now. $4.72 for gas in San Francisco. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. And, of course, in the second half of the show, we're going to get into a lot of individual stocks. And I would say the one trading the most right now seems to be Facebook, which has already traded 15 million shares. A lot of controversy surrounding Facebook. I've always said it comes back to earnings, and we'll look at that in the second half of the show. Natural gas surges 12%, and I'm looking at UNG today. It's settling back a little bit, but the natural gas stocks, I mean, really the kind of the pure plays. Chesapeake is very much a pure play, CHK, and Range Resources is a pure play, RRC. A lot of these stocks, too, have risen into my upper echelon of rankings in the beststocksnowapp.com. AR, which is Antero Resources, a pure play pretty much on natural gas. And if you look at the charts of these stocks, you're going to see something in common. What do you think that is, Barry, with all of these stocks?
Good earnings.
Yeah, no, new highs.
Oh,
you know, very strong charts and momentum, okay? Like Antero, AR, relative strength, 99 on a scale of 1 to 100, 99, okay? Okay, another few others, CRK, which I have on my watch list, Comstock Resources, SWN. See, you can listen to this show again tonight or after, you know, we upload it and write these symbols down if you miss them. Southwestern Energy is pretty good natural gas play. And there was a merger of a couple of really good stocks, and now it's called Coterra, C-T-R-A. That thing looks pretty perky there. And EQT is another one, which is EQT Corp. Very strong charts on all those natural gas stocks. And, you know, out west, they're getting hit with some weather and some rain. I guess the drought's over. Fire season definitely coming to an end. But gasoline in San Francisco averaging $4.72. $4.72. My big question is, can you get an In-N-Out burger in downtown San Francisco? You know, the health department closed them.
Right.
Because In-N-Out said, look, our little cashiers, they're not going to be the vaccine police. And San Francisco took umbrage to that, shut down the double-double line. And I don't know if it's open again, but, shoot, you're sitting there in line with $4.72 a gallon gas you're burning while you're sitting there. Anyways, that is a... That is a high. 2012 was the last time San Francisco saw gasoline that high. Okay, who should we listen to? Should we listen to Jerome Powell, Jack Dorsey, Jeffries Company, or Kathy Wood on inflation, or none of the above? Maybe you should listen to Bill Gunderson. I think we're going to have hotter than expected inflation for longer than we're being told. That's where I weigh in on this debate. But Jefferies chief market strategist David Zervos pushed back against a dire inflation prediction leveled by Twitter. He basically said that, you know, Jack Dorsey's a smart guy. He's a great tech guy, but I'm not sure I'd look to him on inflation. You know, I would, you know, I kind of can see the logic there. You know, this isn't really Dorsey's specialty. But Dorsey tweeted yesterday that hyperinflation is going to change everything. It's happening. So he's way out there, you know, on the extreme.
And he's also into crypto, by the way, which, you know, he's pretty heavily into crypto, which, you know, the inflation argument, you know, would help those positions, I would imagine.
Well, you know, crypto all of a sudden is being looked at as a hedge against inflation. Now,
right.
I don't know why.
He's calling for hyperinflation, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why that would be, but for whatever reason, gold is not soaring, and crypto is during this inflationary period. And, yeah, that is kind of self-serving for Dorsey to say that the hyperinflation. He's had some wacky ideas in the past. He can be out there from time to time, Dorsey.
Did he shave the beard?
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately, but he better do it before the cost of shaving cream goes through the roof.
Well, the Case-Shiller Index, did you see it's housing prices up 20% over last year? And don't forget, they were pretty hot this time last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I've made some money in my home here in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, you just can't move. You just can't move. Yeah,
no, they're going to tax me on my unrealized gain in my house. I'll have to sell my house to pay my unrealized gain. That is such a slippery slope that taxing unrealized gains, you know, that's what happens if the next year the price goes down? You know, that's ridiculous. Listen, I was listening to, we keep hearing about this shortage of truck drivers, and this is becoming an issue. There is not a shortage of truck drivers, but they are taking umbrage to the vaccine mandates. The American Trucking Association is set to meet today with White House officials at the Office of Management and Budget for discussion on Biden's vaccine mandate. That's going to hurt. They're saying, you know, that will really, a lot of truck drivers, it is hard to get truck drivers. It's a tough job. It doesn't pay well, you know, and you're eating gas station food for the most part. And you can't find a parking place to park overnight to take a nap. It's a tough industry. And now the vaccine mandate. And, of course, here we are with these supply chain constraints. And the truckers, you know, they play a vital part, because once they unload all of this stuff at the port, we see it right in our hometown of Mount Pleasant here, the trucks are lined up. How many containers are on one of those container ships? A lot, okay? I haven't counted lately, but as I went by the port on Saturday on my little fishing outing, our port was full, three big freighters there, and the Cooper River was full with three big freighters, and the cranes unloading them right onto trucks. And there's your, you talk about your supply constraint. That's the hub right there that needs to keep humming. We're humming here in Charleston, but it's Los Angeles and Long Beach where the big plug is. Okay,
yeah,
Facebook.
Busiest port on the East Coast, Bill.
We are?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More than
yep.
Savannah?
Right now, yep. It's been that way for a few months now, but we're definitely listed as the busiest port on the East Coast right now.
It's an impressive sight to go by those huge tankers. Wow, those huge freighters with all of those containers. It's very impressive. I went by, the three of them there on the way out to the harbor on Saturday, snapped a picture. Maybe I'll put it in my newsletter this week. When we come back, we got to dig into the Facebook controversy. You know, Mark Zuckerberg was on the call defending Facebook. And what did he say? And we've got somebody upping it to a buy today. I agree with that. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show with Dow up 131. That's a new all-time high, 35,870. You're just 130 points away from 36,000.
Wow.
And NASDAQ closing in on its all-time high. Not quite there yet. 15,367. It's up 141 right now. Our accounts are booming today. They're having a very good day. Okay, Facebook, I think the two biggest issues with Facebook are the privacy changes that Apple made, which we'll explain here in a minute, and also the whistleblower stuff that's been going on Facebook. Now, as it relates to the earnings, Facebook beat by 5 cents, but they missed on revenue. And right now the stock is down just a little bit. It's kind of been up above the line, below the line. Right now it's down 2.1%. It's sitting pretty much on its 200-day moving average right now. So actually it's under a little pressure. It was up in the pre-market. So as far as the two stories go, in his conference call, Zuckerberg addressed a couple of the issues. And, you know, here's the deal on this privacy. The changes to user opt-in on ad information. Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer. Now, this is on Apple's. When you download an app from their app store, you have to opt in. You know, to, yes, I want to receive ads, which not many people are going to do. Well, obviously, that hurts Facebook. But Sheryl Sandberg says the change to user opt-in on ad information is not only hurting Facebook and small businesses. Okay, think of all the small businesses that are hurt that you know, aren't getting their ads out there. But she claims that it advantages Apple's own advertising business. So, and we've seen some companies, you know, several. Wasn't that Snap's big problem, Barry? Was the
right? And see, and the biggest issue, and you know, we can get in from a tech standpoint, but the main thing is just their accuracy of their targeted ads, meaning ads that pertain to you, right? How we're always
right.
You know, we look at this, and then all of a sudden, right, you get inundated with ads from whatever you just looked at. So that
right.
part, you know, so the ads are less effective, and then. You know, the other big thing is actually measuring, right, those outcomes has become more difficult. So they think they're actually now underreporting, right, how many people are actually seeing the ad. So it's just, you know, and they've spent, you know, good news. The problem with Snap is they almost, you know, didn't address it almost at all in terms of investment. Whereas, you know, Facebook's been, you know, putting investment towards that already. So they've been kind of, and their revenue miss, right, wasn't a huge miss, and it reflects that. If you look at, and they've been warning about it for, you know, two or three, you know, a couple of quarters out. But that, you know, that piece, you know, I think from probably technologically, right, they'll figure it out. They're also, you know, going to do more of the kind of like apps does. You know, or the symbol is an APPS. I know that we've written up before.
Right, but, digital you know, turbines.
Right, and so what they'll do is actually put the ad inside the app, right? And so it's, you know, there's different ways to go about it. And technology, I mean, I think they've thrown, you know, $5 billion or so at it already. And, you know, just in terms of the numbers, I mean, the numbers are off the charts. I mean, they have a this free cash flow number of $9.5 billion, you know, blows my mind. The other thing is their repurchases. They've announced, you know, they even announced a new $50 billion stock repurchase authorization. They've already purchased that repurchase at 14. They repurchased $14.4 billion worth of their common stock in the third quarter.
Oh, man.
I mean, well, so, you know, they're doing well, and they, you know, and they're on the cutting edge of this stuff. I mean, they've hired, I think they said they've hired, you know, 38% more people than they did last year, and most of those are engineers. I mean, so they're addressing it. To me, I was, you know, actually glad to see them actually step up and, hey, you know, essentially tell folks, you know, basically, you know, hey, we don't think we're as bad as we've been made out to be. And, you know, obviously they think it's unfair. You know, a lot of times people just don't address this stuff.
And he, you know, Zuckerberg actually believes there's been a coordinated attack.
Exactly.
You know, going out there and seeking out these whistleblowers. Here's the bottom line for me. The sales for the quarter versus the same quarter last year, sales were up 35% and earnings were up 34%. And, you know, Facebook is also closing in on $1 trillion. It's $914 billion. It might have hit $1 trillion back.
It did a while back, and then, of course, it's had a pullback since all this, you know, since primarily it started really with the Apple iOS change, at least, you know, in terms of analyst numbers, right? And then, of course, the public opinion and the whistleblower stuff, right, is tacking on. And you know, that's the reason why their forward P.E. is... You know, we have a peg ratio of under one, right? Which
it's
is
cheap. The stock
is really
cheap.
Is cheap. Yeah.
The
surprisingly
PE ratio right now is 23. 23 is the PE ratio.
And you won't find a cheaper PE stock.
No. Okay. So now let's just put that. You know, people might be listening and say, "Well, 35% growth in earnings, 35% growth." Let's just put that in perspective, okay? 3M reported today; they're a member of the Dow. 3M sales were up 7%, and their earnings were up 0%. Okay, so there's a blue chip member of the Dow. You know, I saw another one. I think Lockheed Martin. Their sales were down 3%. Their earnings were up 11%. The stock is down 11%. Lockheed's getting clobbered. We kind of just brushed past for a trillion-dollar company like that, almost to still be growing by 35%. That's and you know, one out of three people in the world every day. I mean, that's a powerful advertising platform. So we're going to stick with Facebook, our stock right now, even though it's weak. It's out of favor. It just seems that any time these FANG stocks pull back, you know, Google's gone through their out of favor times. Apple's gone through its out of favor times. Netflix is pounding out new highs again today. Amazon will be unpopular for a while. They'll miss by a couple pennies. But every time they've come back to make new highs. And guess who? Well, Rosenblatt Securities agrees with us. They raised the stock today to a buy from a neutral, and they have a $400 target price. And Facebook is currently trading at $322. And I would just say from a technical point of view, it's sitting on its 200-day moving average today. And many times that can be like a little catapult. You never know. I'm not saying it always happens, but that's pretty good support that it's sitting on right now. Okay, then there's a couple of stocks in the news today. I've been wondering what's going on with this one because it was a women's health generic drug stock, and all of a sudden it's flying. And I guess it's because OCGN is because now they're in the vaccine market. Maybe that was it wasn't a but it was a therapy. It's a biotech, and all of a sudden that stock today is up 40%. OCGN, they have they're another vaccine player. It looks like their drug has a 78% efficacy against COVID-19. There's going to be so many vaccine makers here pretty soon, and then the last one here that's pretty interesting. I noticed Panasonic, which has been around for a long, long time. It showed up on my in the top ranked stocks list yesterday. And it's, you know, they make batteries. They're the ones that want to make the solid state batteries, but in the meantime they make batteries for electric cars. Of course Panasonic has been in the battery business for a long, long time, but Canoo is choosing Panasonic as its battery supplier. And then the last little story here, the second country in the world is launching a central bank digital currency, Nigeria. It's not Bitcoin. El Salvador chose Bitcoin, but Nigeria is launching their own digital currency, eNaira, as a major step forward in the evolution of money. That's in Nigeria. You just have to wait and see if the United States comes up with a digital currency. And then the meme stock of the day, Remark. M-A-R-K. Apparently the Reddit crowd has picked up on this. You know what the most interesting thing about this to me is? Google search trends on Remark stock are spiking. There is no fundamental news on the stock. Other than chatter on Reddit. Well, that's a good reason to buy a stock, you know. But it was the flyer pulling back a little bit today. Okay, when we come back, I got several stocks to mention. This is the Best Stocks Now show.
You gotta go where you wanna go and do what you wanna do.
Welcome back here to the final summit. If anything, the market has gotten stronger here during the show. We're really surging here, Barry, with our stuff. A lot of big winners here today. The S&P's up 30 points right now. The small caps are not participating. And the NASDAQ's up 153 points right now. The ones that jump off the page to me here, it's pretty hard. Well, I'm going to just mention Panasonic for a minute because it does have an unusual symbol. It is PCRFY, PCRFY. You know, a lot of these old-time stocks like this that have been around for a long time are kind of getting new life as they transition into the, EV world. Panasonic is a $33 billion company, Japanese manufacturer of appliances, automotive, industrial systems, and solutions. But they are getting into the car battery. They were championing the solid-state batteries there for a long time. I don't know what GOEV, which is G-O-E-V, that's canoe, which will be another one coming out soon, electric vehicle. I don't know if they're going towards the solid-state batteries to try those out or sticking with the lithium. Panasonic's breaking out today to a new all-time, to a 52-week high. So PCRFY. The other one that's jumping off the page to me and helping us because it's one of our largest positions.
I know which one you're about to say.
Ooh, what a powerful move on NVIDIA.
Right. And AMD's up at 3%. They report today, and they report, I think, later. I think it's after the close. But they're up over 3%. NVIDIA, almost 8.5%? That and the EV space, like you said, SQM is doing great. Has a great
the
day.
Lithium. The lithium stocks are having a big day.
Tesla's almost hitting $1,100. I think last time I saw it, it was right around 1,093. My guess is it probably hit. Man. It might even have hit 1,100 already today at some point. But.
Well, the news on NVIDIA is I don't see any news. Not today. NVIDIA stock boosted to buy its summit amid crypto rebound. That was a few days ago.
And their chips are going to be, the metaverse, right? Those chips are likely going to be used, in that whole, world, if you will, because, you know, they've got some of the best, video cards, right? Their chips are great, in terms of, video and
virtual
display.
Reality.
Right. So they've got, they've kind of got the market on that end, on those high-end chips. And so that's I think that's part of it that's really driving, without any real news, right,
what
from them.
What a move. Three times normal volume, up $19.46, 8.4. Now, we have owned it in our premier growth, large-cap growth. No, I don't own 3M. No, I don't own Lockheed Martin. You know, those are good companies, but are they good stocks? The name of this show is Best Stocks Now. And I consider those, stocks of yesteryear. And they've been replaced by a whole new bunch. And I would argue that FANG has two ends in it, NVIDIA and Netflix. Mm, and I would also argue that FANG has three A's in it. It has Apple, obviously, and Amazon, and I would also argue that AMD. These companies have just emerged as leaders, and I said it yesterday. I said this chip industry, which the semiconductor stocks seem to be on fire today. That seems to be one of the leading sectors. It was just a few weeks ago that they had a bad week, and you thought, what's wrong with the semiconductor? You know, it's just that they come back and they hit new highs. When they pull back a little bit, it's a buying opportunity. NVIDIA pulled back to under 200 about a month ago, and I picked up some in the Premier Growth, and then it started to move upwards, and I decided, you know what? It does pay a dividend, not much, but it does pay a dividend. And I bought it in the dividend and growth portfolio. So that makes it, you'd have to look it up. It's got to be one of our top five positions here as far as, how much exposure we have. What a monster day there for NVIDIA. And just one other one that I'm going to mention here. You know, who's going to take on Tesla? Obviously, you're going to have GM and Ford, you know, and Toyota Motors. But I don't see people running out to buy a GM electric vehicle. You got to have a little sex appeal. I think maybe this Lucid LCID, which it's already a $45 billion company. They haven't even... not even a car, but they're getting ready for their first deliveries. So I, you know, as far as the sex appeal and a big name, and that was a SPAC not too long ago at $10, and then they announced that they were going to merge Lucid into this SPAC. I'm going to keep my eye on Lucid, LCID, which, you know, it would fit into, if we ever decided to buy it, it would fit into the emerging growth portfolio, right?
Right.
It's not a dividend payer. It's not a law. It hasn't established itself yet. It's an emerging, potential emerging growth company, and Lucid is LCID. Well, I can't wait to dig in. I got a lot of charts to look at today, and a lot is hopping and popping today. And I'll be on Twitter all day at Bill Gunderson, and my live trading followers will be there with me. And if I see things that pop out of my my eyeballs pop out, I'll be sending out messages. And if I buy or sell anything, I send that out to my live trading subscribers. That's on my app, beststocksnowapp.com, beststocksnowapp.com, for all you do-it-yourselfers. The Gunder Nation in the metaverse, following Gunderson and Barry Kite. We got to get some articles out. I'm going to talk to you about that today. We got to get back to these people that... written some today.
Well, I was waiting for the I was actually waiting for the earnings to come out for Facebook yesterday. So I've got we've got some things on the table for that. Looking forward to it
for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know what? Look, if you're not getting the newsletter every week, it's full of this kind of stuff. We're not talking about IBM and AT&T and 3M. Sorry, just not our style. It's the Best Stocks Now newsletter. It comes out every weekend. I give out two free issues. It normally only goes to subscribers and live trading subscribers at GundersonCapital.com. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't have time to do it themselves. And that's where I come in and my team. I'm the money manager here. I make the final decisions on the buy and sells. You can put us to work, and Barry can kind of line you up with a little interview. Call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.